我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢。
Lord, we thank thee.
晚上我们又一次召聚到你的面前。
Tonight, once again, we're called into thy presence.
是你亲自吸引我们。
That you yourself captivate us.
叫我们从心里对你有那样的渴慕。
So that deep from our heart, we have such a longing for thee.
要领会你的心意。
To understand thy heart.
要听见你自己的话。
To desire to hear thy word.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, indeed, we thank thee.
因为你在宝座上为我们存留何等的丰富。
Because on the throne, you have for us such fullness.
你把你的所有连同你的自己都给了我们。
All that you have and including yourself you give to us.
主啊，我们只要向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow our head and worship thee.
所以到你面前来的时候，我们的心向着宝座。
So as we come into thy presence, our hearts are toward the throne.
我们渴慕要在这里听见你的声音。
We desire here to hear your voice.
主，但愿你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，把我们里面的眼睛照明。
Lord, may you through the Spirit.Of wisdom and revelation, and lighten our eyes within.
从你的话的里面给我们看见今天你要给我们的光。
So that within your words you'll give us the light which you desire to give us today.
主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, indeed, we thank thee.
因为没有一个寻求你的人会在你的面前失望。
Because everyone who seek after you will not be disappointed.
也没有一个等候你的人得不着你自己的。
And everyone who waits upon thee will gain you.
因为你乐意把你的自己做我们的赏赐。
Because you're willing to be our reward.
主啊，但愿你给我们从你手所做的工的里边，一面是看见你是如此的做工。
So Lord, from the working of thy hand, show us on the one hand how you work.
也一面的看见我们也是如此的经历。
And also, as we see, that would be also our experience.
主，虽然我们所经历、所认识的是那样的浅薄。
And Lord, even though our understanding and our experience is so shallow.
但是你的应许却是无限的丰富。
But with your fullness, your promise, it is unlimited.
我们就带着我们的缺欠到你的面前。
So we come into thy presence with our shortcoming.
求你用着你自己的丰满来补满我们的残缺。
May you use your fullness to overcome our lack.
如同你在路德的身上所显明的恩惠一样。
Just as the grace which you have bestowed upon Ruth.
从不配得恩典的成为丰丰满满承受恩典。
From someone who is unworthy to receive grace that we fully receive all your grace.
从不蒙纪念的到了蒙纪念直到永远。
From one who is not remembered to one who is remembered forever.
主，但愿你叫我们里面看见一个拣选你的人怎么走上你自己的道路。
Lord, may you show us how one who chooses you, how we should go on that way.
主啊，我们仰望。
Lord, we look to thee.
晚上这段时间，求你亲自在这里管理和带领。
This time tonight, we do ask that you will govern and lead.
叫我们一同在你面前蒙恩典。
So that in your presence, we will receive grace.
仰望在你手里。
We entrust to thy hand.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
我们继续在路德记第二章里头往前看。
We'll continue forward from Ruth chapter 2.
在路德记的里边啊，有好多方面是给我们看见神的作为的。
From the book of Ruth, there are indeed so many aspects that we're able to see the work of God from.
我们这次只是以拣选神作我们读的方向。
This direction we use this time is on the angle, on the view of one who chooses God.
但是我们也不忽略其他值得我们留心的。
Yet we will not become careless of other views as well that we should pay attention to.
所以我们在交通那个主线的过程里头，我们会插进好些不在主线上的，但是又是给我们很深的有恩典的体会的。
So even along that main line, as we look into the book of Ruth from choosing God, there will be many aspects that will be going off to as well, if that will be a blessing for us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
路德跟着拿俄米回到 犹大地的时候
，as Ruth followed Naomi back to the land of Judah，
就是到了伯利恒
，when they reached Bethlehem，
那伯利恒就是一个丰富之地
，now Bethlehem is a land of abundance。
啊，他们从前是从哪里出来？
Where they have left from Bethlehem before.
啊，现在又回到这一个地方。
Now they return to this place.
他们从哪里出来？结果是走了自己的路。
As they went out from Bethlehem, they went on their own way.
所以，经历了非常凄惨的那种经过。
And so they experienced much pity and sorrow.
那现在回转到原来。的地方。
Now as they return, repent back to the original source.
感谢神。
We thank God.
没有减少恩典。
His grace did not shorten.
哦，神恩典的丰富是在那里等着他们。
The fullness of God's grace was there waiting for them.
所以我们读到第一章末了的时候，你看到一个什么事实呢？
So as we see at the end of chapter 1, what is the facts?
那里就说正是动手割大麦的时候。
It says in the beginning of barley harvest.
那他们从缺乏之地回到丰富之地。
From the place of lack, now they return to the place of abundance.
但是这个只是承受神或者说享用神的丰富的开始。
Yet, this is only the beginning or the enjoyment of God's grace.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你留意到路德的他的经他的经过吧。
I think brothers and sisters, if we take note of Ruth's experience, what she went through.
当然这个经过就是他的经历。
Of course, what she went through is her experience.
那你可以从这方面来看到一件事。
From that aspect, we can see one thing.
路德来到迦南地的时候。
As Ruth entered into the land of Canaan.
他转换了他与他的事情发生关系的有几个地方。
There are a few places that have, that has to do with what happened to her.
我先轻点一点这个，大家等到我们读到第四章以后，我们做总结的时候，才详细的留意。
I will just lightly point out those places now, but when we get into the conclusion in chapter 4, we'll go into it in detail.
路德跟着拿欧米到了迦南地。
As Ruth followed Naomi into the land of Canaan.
头一个地方那是伯利恒。
The first place she encountered was Bethlehem.
伯利恒是一个城。
Now Bethlehem is a city.
她就到了一个城。
And so she entered into a city.
那然后我们看到她第二个地点，她出现的。
And so the second place where she appears, we can take note.
那就在第二章里头。
It's in chapter 2.
她到了田间。
She was in the field.
那到了田间的时候，那她就在那里开始享用恩典。
And so it was in the field when she began to enjoy grace.
那如果我们读到第三章的时候呢？
And so if we get into chapter 3,
你又看到她又到了一个地点。
We can see she was at another place.
那是火场。
And that is the gleaning floor.
你到了火场。
And so when you're at the threshing floor,
比较在田里边拾取麦穗又丰富一点了。
Again, that is even more full and abundant than just gleaning from the field.
但读到第四章的时候呢？
And now, then in chapter 4,
很清楚你就看见一件事。
Very clearly, you can see one thing.
她进到家里了。
She is in the house.
弟兄姊妹，你看见每四章圣经里面，每一章里头都有一个地点。
And so, brothers and sisters, you can first take note in each of the chapters, there is a place.
和路德发生很清楚的关系。
That has to do with a very clear relationship with Ruth.
而这些关系都是属灵上的成长的那些过程。
And these relationships are in fact the process in which we grow spiritually.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意到这一个过程的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when you take note of this process,
你先记在心里。
First remember in your heart.
我们到读到末了做总结的时候，才把他这个过程里面的那个事实来 多交通一点。
We'll share more in detail into those facts in chapter 4 when we conclude.
那现在他到了伯阿斯的田里边去拾麦穗了。
So now in chapter 2, she is in the field of Boaz to glean from the floor.
啊，但是弟兄姊妹，我们要注意这一个。
This is something we need to take note of. 上次报
表我们特别的提到那个恰巧这两个字。
Last time we took note of these two words or this word in English was by hap.
在神的带领的底下，从来没有恰巧的。
We say that under the guidance of God, there is no coincidence at all.
啊，一切神所做的。都是在神的管理安排才引出带领的。
Everything that happens is under the guidance and arrangement of God before it takes place.
但是这卫圣经怎么会把它翻成那个恰巧呢？
And so why does the Bible translate it as perhaps by hap?
你也不能说它没有一点个根据。
We can't say that without any origin.
虽然经文里头就没有这个字。
Though there's not such a word in the scriptures.
但是呢
But
你从事实上面来看好像真的是很凑巧。
It seems from the facts, it seems very coincidental.
别人那么许多的田你怎么不去一去就去到了波阿斯的田里呢
There are so many fields. Why would you not go to any field except Boaz?
但是这个恰巧放在这里并不太恰当。
But when this word by chance placed here is not very appropriate.
要是把这个恰巧你挪移到底下的一件事呢还接近一点。
If we were to take that word, perhaps by chance, maybe put it later on in another incident, that would be more appropriate.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意第四节了。
Pay attention to verse 4.
路德就到了波斯的田间。
This is after Ruth was in the field of Boaz.
那他在田间里边拾麦穗，大概也拾了好一阵子。
She probably was there Cleaning from the field for quite a while.
那波阿斯出现了。
Boaz appeared.
那他的出现是怎么出现法的呢
？How did he appear?
中文圣经就没说了。
It did not say in the Chinese translation.
因为他漏掉了一个字。
It because one word is missing.
跟那个原来的圣经就漏掉了一个字。
So one word is missing from the Chinese translation from the original text.
漏掉了一个什么字呢
？Which word is missing?
读英文圣经你读到的。
In the English translation, you can see.
看啊。
And behold.
弟兄姊妹，这个看啊，你不要说他哦，不就是看咯
？So do not just merely think this word behold. It's just look and see.
哦，不是的，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
你切身处地在当时的环境。
If we place ourselves in the situation at that time.
突然有个人说，看啊。
Someone would say, behold.
你晓得。
You realize.
有个事情发生。
Something has happened.
这个事情发生的很突然的。
This event is very sudden.
不是在那个预计的里头的。
It is not in what we calculate or we think will happen.
但是那个事情就这样发生。
But yet it took place.
所以首先看到的人他就会发出一个这样的惊呼，看啊。
So the first one who took note of this would have such an awe and say, "Behold!"
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你留意
，take note。
圣灵在这里特别写用上这一个看啊。
The Holy Spirit especially uses this word behold.
他的确是有个意思要叫我们注意啊。
Indeed, he has the intention for us to take notice.
因为底下的事情就要发生了。
Because things will happen.
如果从路德记上面来看呢
？If we look at it from the recording of Ruth,
整路德的转机就在这一个地方开始了。
The turning point for Ruth happens here.
那有什么你可以注意到这一点
？Brothers and sisters, you can pay attention to this.
当他们回到伯利恒的时候
，When they return to Bethlehem,
虽然时间并不很长久
，Though it was not a long period of time,
但是他们的那个整对他们来说整个的环境，除了地点改变以外，其他的。事物没有什么变化。
Even though it's not a long period of time to them, other than that the place and the surroundings have changed, their situation is still the same.
他们贫乏还是贫乏。
They are still poor, they are still in lack.
他们不知道前途该怎样继续的往前去 一样的不知道怎么往前去。
They are still in the same situation where they don't know what their future is and where they should go forward.
以后的生活有没有保障呢？一样没有保障。
Likewise, they still do not know what guarantee they have for their livelihood.
虽然他们人已经到了伯利恒。
Though their position has changed, their place has changed in Bethlehem.
他们实在的环境没有改变。
Yet their actual situation did not change.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当圣灵在这里说看啊的时候
When the Holy Spirit says, behold here,
你很清楚的往上看你就看见转机就在这个地方
Very clearly, when we read on, we realize that this is the turning point.
如果路德只是到了伯尔斯的田间
If Ruth only is in the field of Boaz,
而伯尔斯没有出现
and Boaz did not appear,
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
对路德和拿俄米来说还是没有什么变化
For Ruth and Naomi, they still have nothing has changed.
但是感谢神
But thank God.
接上去的波斯也出现在哪里
What follows on, Boaz appeared.
这一个出现就把路德整个的那个以后所要发生的事情有了一个开头。
And this appearance leads to the beginning of the things that will happen to Ruth.
然后我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那看了看什么呢
Behold what?
他说伯尔斯也从伯利恒来到田间。
Boaz came from Bethlehem into the field.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当他来到伯利恒的时候
When he,
来到田间的时候
When he came to the field.
弟兄姊妹你看有一些很好像是很寻常的一些问安的话写在这里。
It seems to record for us very common greetings where you just greet one another.
但是我们留意圣灵把这些话记下来。
But if we take note as the Holy Spirit records these words,
我们看到他的目的。
We can see the purpose.
什么目的呢
What purpose?
弟兄姊妹你注意把伯尔斯看到仆人的时候
Brothers and sisters, you take note as Boaz sees his servants.
看到他的众仆人在那里收割
When he sees so many of his servants reaping there.
那你留意他就说愿耶和华与你们同在
Take note, he says, the Lord be with you.
那仆人们听到主人这样的问安
And when the servants hear the master greet in this way,
他们怎么回应呢
What do they answer?
他们就回答说啊，愿耶和华赐福于你。
And they answered him, the Lord bless thee.
那弟兄姊妹从文字上面来说，这是很平凡。
Brothers and sisters, by the statement, this is very common.
没有什么特别。
There's nothing special.
也许你说人家碰面就是这样嘛。
Maybe you say that's what they say when they see one another.
但弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
这是话记在路德记的里边。就不寻常了。
When such words are recorded in the book of Ruth, they are not common.
不寻常的地方在哪里呢
The reason they are not uncommon.
弟兄姊妹，你读路德记的时候
They're not common is when we read
Ruth. 你必须要抓住那一个历史的时间。
We must grab hold of the period of time in history.
是士师秉政的时候。
It was the days when the judges ruled.
这一段的日子，神的百姓是偏离神的时间。
And during these days, many, many times, the people of God departed away from God.
偏离神的那一个程度也是越来越深。
And the degree to which they departed away from God was deeper and deeper.
那这个是路德记的历史的背景。
And that's the background to the history of Ruth.
我们也记得的。
We also remember.
以利米勒一家从伯利恒离开。到摩亚地也就是因着迦南地不再看见神的祝福
The fact was that Elimelech and his family left the land of Canaan into the land of Moab was because God's blessing was not seen in the land of Canaan
那为什么神的祝福在迦南地停止呢
Now why was it the blessing of God ceased in the land of Canaan
我们也领会的
We also understand
因为神的百姓离弃了神
Because the people of God departed away from God
神就允许各种各样的难处发生在他们的环境里
Thus God allowed for many difficulties to occur to them
但是现在呢
But now
弟兄姊妹你看到了
Brothers and sisters you can see
拿俄米跟路德来到迦南乃是因为神在这一个地方 赐福给他的百姓。
Naomi and Ruth came to this place, it was because God blessed his people there.
那为什么神赐福给他的百姓呢？
Why did God bless his people?
我们从原则上来看，能在生命记所说的话的里边明白那个原因。
From Deuteronomy, in the principle, we can understand the reason.
但是问题在这里。
But that's the question.
我们那个明白只是原则上的明白。
Our understanding is merely in principle.
但以色列人在那个时候是不是真的活在有条件承受祝福呢？
But in fact, are the Israelites in those days living under the condition where they're qualified to be blessed by God?
那这个我们如果不细细地读路德记，我们就不知道了。
To answer that question, we must read the book of Ruth in detail.
但是当你读路德记的时候呢？
But when we read the book of Ruth,
你不单是看见那个神赐福给他们那个原则。
Not only do we see the principle in which God blesses them,
你也看见神的百姓实在是有条件去接受神的祝福。
We also see indeed the people of God are living in such a condition they're qualified to receive the blessing of God.
那正因着这样的事实，
And because of those facts,
我们就看他们波斯和他的仆人们彼此问安的话就很有意思了。
We see the meaning is very meaningful in the greeting between Boaz and his servants.
那波斯一看到仆人们，
When Boaz sees his servants,
那他就说了，
He says,
愿耶和华与你们同在。
The Lord be with you.
那仆人们的回应呢？
And the servants answered him.
愿耶和华赐福于你。
The Lord bless thee.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你把这两句话的那个最中心的那个意思找出来的时候，你就看到了。
Now if we're able to find out the central thought of those words, then we'll realize.
神与你们同在。
God is with you.
那为什么要神与我们同在？
Why would we want God to be with us?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
因为这一位神是乐意把他所有的作为祝福赏赐给人。
Because this God is so willing to give to us as our blessing all that he has.
那仆人的那个回应呢？
And the answer of the servant,
愿耶和华赐福于你。
The Lord bless thee.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚又看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, also we can see this very clearly.
赐福的源头是神自己。
The source of blessing is God himself.
两句不同的问安的话却是表达同一个事实。
These two different greetings with different words manifest the same meaning.
指出了耶和华神是我们恩典的源头。
It points to the fact that the Lord God is the source of our blessing, our grace.
耶和华是乐意向他的百姓赐恩的神。
That the Lord God is a God who is willing to bless his people.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Now brothers and sisters,
你从他们的心思的发表的里面，
From the manifestation of their heart.
我想弟兄说你能 领会这一个。
I think brothers and sisters, you can realize this.
他们的语言乃是他们心思的发表。
Their words are merely an expression of what's in their heart.
他们的心思透过语言发表出来，就说出他们里面那个属灵的光景是怎样。
And so, what is manifested from their heart through their words tells us their spiritual condition within.
那你就看到他们里面都有一个共识。
You can see within they all have the same echo.
神是我们的祝福。
God is our blessing.
一切祝福的源头都是从他那里来的。
All the origin of our blessing is from him.
那弟兄姊妹们，当人真的是认识神是那一个赐福的源头的时候，
Now brothers and sisters, when man truly realizes the fact that God is indeed the source of all blessings,
很自然的你就知道了。
Very naturally we'll know,
人是寻求神，
That man would seek after God.
人是认定了这一位神是我们所要追求、渴慕、敬拜、侍奉的。
That man would acknowledge this God is the one who we want to pursue and worship and serve.
那这样你就看到当时神的 百姓在神面前那个属灵的光景。
At that time, truly we're able to see the condition of God's people.
他们从老到幼。
From old to young.
从富有到不那么富有。
From rich to not so rich.
在神的那个应许地的里头是没有贫穷这回事的。
That in the promised land of God, there is no matter of being poor.
我们读律法上的事情，你也晓得神一直阻挡贫穷出现在他的百姓的中间。
Even when we read the things pertaining to the law, we can see that God stops any such thing that there is poverty in his amongst his people.
所以你看到在神的百姓当中，只有很富有和不那么富有的区别。
So we can only see the condition amongst the people of God. There are those who are very wealthy and those just rich.
当然我们说到这个富有，着眼点不是在物质的那个环境。
But of course, when we mention about this wealth, our focus is not on material goods.
不过在旧约的里边，表达神的祝福也确实是透过那个物质的环境。
But the facts are in the Old Testament to manifest the fact of God's blessing, it is through material goods.
但是我们要看到。
But we must see.
神的祝福顶大的不是在物质，而是在物质以上的那个人与神的关系。
The greatest blessing of God is not merely on the material goods, but is above that, and that is our relationship with God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
从 这一些 很平凡的那个日常生活的里边，你看到在这一段日子的里边，以色列人在神面前的回转是回转的非常的宝贝。
From the everyday living, we can see from the situation, the repentance of the people of Israel was a very thorough one before God.
回转的非常的准确。
That they repented very accurately before God.
所以在他们心思里边，一直就是神是他们所留意的。
So in their heart, all they are focused on is God himself.
神是他们所寻求的。
God is the one whom they pursue after.
那感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当波斯和仆人们这样彼此的问安的时候。
Now as Boaz was greeting his servants and his servants replying to him.
波斯就发觉了。
Boaz took notice.
在他仆人们的当中有一个很陌生的女子在那里。
That amongst his servants there was someone who was unfamiliar to him.
这一个女子在当时他们彼此的问安的里边，我猜是没有作声。
And I think, my guess is that as they were greeting one another, this young lady was silent as they were greeting one another.
因为她不认识波斯。
Because she does not know Boaz.
波斯也不认得她。
And Boaz does not recognize her.
彼此都是陌生人。
They are both strangers.
所以当然在他们那个问安的里头，她不会调在其中。
And so in their greeting of one another, she would not be a part of it.
就算你调在其中，那个程度也是有差别的。
Even if she took part in it, the degree in her participation is very limited.
那所以波斯非常容易就发觉有一个陌生的女子在那。
So very easily Boaz took notice of this stranger.
那他就问他的仆人们。
So he asked his servants.
他说这个女子是谁的？
Whose damsel is this?
那个仆人就回答了。
And the servants replied.
哦，就是那一个摩押的女子嘛。
It is that Moabite's damsel.
是跟随拿俄米从摩押地回来的。
That came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab.
那在这里，我想弟兄姊妹又注意一些事了。
I think here, brothers and sisters, we can take note of some other things.
这个时候，路德到了伯利恒。我猜也不过是顶多是两三天的功夫。
The time that Ruth spent in Bethlehem since she arrived there, my guess is just a few days.
甚至 那就是一天半天的功夫。
Two or three days, or even a day or half a day.
因为弟兄姊妹，你留意到他们到的时候是动手割大麦的时候。
Again, you take notice the time they arrived was the beginning of barley harvest.
你要拾麦穗呀，那当然就是人家已经在那里收割了，你就要去了。
If you want to glean from the harvest, you must go right away as they're reaping the harvest.
你不能等别人都收割完了你再去，那就没有多少好捡了。
You cannot wait till the harvest is all reaped and you go glean, there would be not much for you.
所以那个时间并不很长久的。
So, the time which they arrived in Bethlehem is not very long, very, very short.
但是路德、啊、当然那个时候伯利恒也不是很大。
But of course, at that time, Bethlehem was not very, large city as well.
如果我没有记错的话。
If I remember correctly.
我那次去去以色列的时候到了伯利恒。
Last time when I went to Israel, I was at Bethlehem.
那个导游就跟我们就解说伯利恒的历史。
And so the tour guide told us the history of Bethlehem.
他们很熟圣经，特别是旧约圣经，连新约圣经也很蛮熟的。
They're very familiar with the Bible, the New Testament, but especially the Old Testament.
他们是犹太人，但是不信主。
They're Jewish, but they do not believe in the Lord.
为了要做导游啊，连新约圣经他们都很熟。
But in order to be a tour guide, they also become very familiar with the New Testament.
那在伯利恒的时候，他就跟我们提起。
So when we were in Bethlehem, he mentioned to us.
他说在大卫的时候。
During the period of David.
伯利恒还是一个小城。
Even then, Bethlehem was a small city.
一个小镇。
It is just a small town.
这个小镇呢，大概那个时候，我盼望我没有记错或是没有听错。
I hope that I remember correctly or I heard correctly.
我印象里边就是记得他是这样说。
In my impression, I remember him saying this.
在大卫的年间呢、啊、
，During the days of David,
伯利恒只不过是有五十几户人家。
The town of Bethlehem only had about 50 families.
我不知道是准确不准确。
I don't know if that is accurate or not.
不过我听到了的那个印象是这样。
That's the impression I have from hearing from him.
所以如果真的是只有。大卫的日子也不过是五十几户人家的话。
So if indeed, even in David's time, when there are only about 50 families.
那这个时候就应该还要少一点。
So during this time, it should be a little less.
所以在那个地方发生什么事情，一下全城都知道了。
So whatever happens in the city, immediately everyone would know about it.
那所以路德虽然到了那边并没有太多的时间。
So even Ruth being there but a short while.
差不多整个伯利恒的人都明白，都知道了。
Pretty much everyone in Bethlehem knows about it.
我们了解这一点。
Now we understand this.
你留意那个监管仆人的那个仆人的头怎么回答 Boaz?
You can see what the answer of the servant who was over the reapers answered to Boaz.
Boaz 说那个是谁家的女子。
When Boaz asked, whose damsel is this?
那仆人怎么回答？
How did the servant reply?
这就是那女子嘛。
This is that damsel.
弟兄姊妹，那女子是那什么那女子
？Brothers and sisters, when they say that damsel, which damsel?
当然我们知道这个那女子就是说的，指定是某一个了，不可能是别一个了。
Of course, when you answer in that way, it is that damsel. You're saying specifically some person.
就是哪一个女子
？It is that damsel.
哪一个什么女子呢
？Which damsel?
那个摩押的女子了。
That Moabish.Damsel.
就是那个摩押的女子了。
It is that damsel from Moabite.
用这么你晓得，在那个时候，恐怕整个伯利恒只有她一个人是外邦人。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think you can realize this. In the entire city of Bethlehem, probably only she was the Gentile.
摩押女子。
So is that Moabitish damsel?
人家都知道是谁，说谁。
Others would know immediately who they're talking about.
然后就说，就是跟随拿阿米从摩押。回来的嘛、那个、
And then he goes to say that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
提到这里的时候
When we mention this.
我请弟兄姊妹们在往下读路德记的时候
I ask that when brothers and sisters continue to read on the book of Ruth.
你留意一件事
You take note of one thing.
那现在是那个仆人给波阿斯去介绍路德。
Now it is that servant who is telling Boaz who Ruth is. He says that Moabitish, the damsel, the damsel from Moab who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab.
那你看这样的介绍, 也就知道他是很出名, 但是不是大人物。
You realize then when it is described about Ruth in this way, she is very famous, but not because she is someone who is famous, but she is infamous.
因为人家都知道她是
Because everyone knows she is a Moabitess.
那这样的介绍,
now this introduction,
要介绍几次,
how many times does it have to be that way before it's enough?
一次就很够了,
one time is enough.
用不着再介绍第二次,
you don't need it to say the same thing the second time.
那弟兄姊妹们, 你注意了,
but brothers and sisters, take note.
从这时候开始,
from this point on,
三章四章,
Chapter 3, Chapter 4,
提到路德的时候,
whenever it mentions about Ruth,
特别在一些很关键的时刻, 提到路德的时候,
especially at crucial times when it mentions Ruth,
特别在那里指出, 摩亚女子,
it especially mentions, highlights the fact that she is a Moabitess.
是偶然的呢?
Is it by coincidence?
还是圣灵有意识在里头, 让我们去领会呢?
Or the fact the Holy Spirit intently put that there for us to take note of?
显然就是圣灵在那里要叫我们注意一些事。
Very apparently, it is the Holy Spirit wanting for us to take note. What matters?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你留意到路德记, 他的那个, 在神的永远的旨意里边的那个作用在哪里?
If you take note of the book of Ruth, what function does it have in the eternal will of God?
路德记上人所发表的神的心意在哪里?
What is it that God's heart is trying to express to us amongst men?
你就很容易体会到这样的, 给路德加这一个标签,
then, very easily, we can take note of the fact that the Holy Spirit adds this highlight to Ruth.
圣灵是非常非常有意思在里头的。
It is very much intended by the Holy Spirit.
因为弟兄姊妹们,我们也已经提过了。
Because, brothers and sisters, we already made mention, according to the law,
摩亚人不受欢迎的。
The Moabite are not welcome.
不但是不受欢迎,
not only are they not welcome,
根本就不给接纳的,
even to the point they are not accepted.
那也就可以说,
you can also say,
这些人, 摩亚人,
these people, the Moabites,
他来到神的百姓当中是没有地位的,
when they come amongst the people of God, they have no place at all.
是没有, 可以给接受的资格的,
they have no qualifications to be accepted at all.
那如果有这样的一种领会在这里,
if there is such an understanding here,
她到处带着这个标签,
and with her, this is a mark on her.
我是摩亚人,
I'm a Moabite.
你说有什么结果呢?
What would the result be?
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
路德记很清楚给我们看到一件事,
the book of Ruth clearly shows us one thing.
在神的心思里面,
in the heart of God,
他不单是只接纳以色列人,
not only does he accept the Israelites,
他是接纳所有亚当的后代,
he accepts all the descendants of Adam.
虽然在过程里边有很多很多的曲折,
though amongst the process there are many traps, many things that hinder it,
但是这许许多多的曲折的事情并不阻挡神以致神改变心意,
but all these,
不再约纳,
but all these hindrances does not change the heart of God that he no longer accepts any Gentiles.
那所以虽然你从第一章到第四章不停地在那里提这个摩亚女子,
and so even throughout the four chapters it continues to mention the fact that she was a Moabitess, that fact.
但是这样的突出她的身份并没有改变神约纳人的 那一个心思。
But such an outstanding fact about her status does not change the heart of God for his acceptance of man.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然在旧约的日子，这个事情是显得还非常非常的不简单。
Though in the days of the Old Testament, this is manifested as a very great thing.
但是神的心意却没有因着眼见的环境而隐藏。
But the heart of God was not hidden just because of the visible things.
虽然他做工的重点是有安排，有区别。
Though the focus of his work has his own arrangements and distinctions.
但是这些安排和区别只是一个过程里边的点滴。
But all these arrangements and distinctions along the line of his work are only bits and points.
却不是神的那一个心思。
That is not the entire whole heart of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那好了。
Now,
那那一个监管仆人的人给波斯提到了这个是谁以外。
When the servants who were set over the reapers mentioned to Boaz who she was,
那然后他就介绍他的情况。
And he introduced the situation of Ruth.
那这些情况，如果你注意路德的那个品格来说的话，就是很有意思。
If you take a note of what happened and the character of Ruth, this is very interesting.
啊，但是我们这一次读就不从这一方面去留意，所以我只是轻轻提一下，弟兄姊妹喜欢去留意就自己去留意。
But as we read again this time into the book of Ruth, we're not on that line, so I won't go into detail, but lightly mention it. Brothers and sisters can do it on your own.
你从这几句话，仆人给他的那个描写的里面，你看到路德是一个很有礼貌的人。
And so in the description of the servant to Boaz, you can see that Ruth is someone who was very polite.
又是一个很勤恳的人。
And she was someone who was very sincere.
她也非常真实。
She was also
她能在那里做工的机会和时间。
And she was also very true, appreciative of the time and the fact that she was able to work there.
她工作的态度是非常的专一。
And the attitude in which she worked was very, very pure.
如果你要从路德的品格上面去留意的话，你最低限度可以很容易的，你都看到这几点。
And so, if we want to take note of Ruth's character, we can very easily see those few points.
但是这次我们不注意她的品格。
But that's not our attention this time to focus on
that. 我们是注意神的旨意如何成就在她的身上。
We're taking note on the line of how is the will of God accomplished upon her.
那当那个管工啊是这样跟波斯提过了路德以后。
And so when the head servant mentions about Ruth in this way to Boaz,
那路德就波斯就来对路德说了。
Then Ruth came to say, Boaz came to say to Ruth,
那他说女儿啊，你听我说，不要往别人的田里拾取麦穗了。
You can see then Boaz said unto Ruth, Here is thou, my daughter, go not to glean in another field, neither go from here, but abide here fast by my maidens.
我的仆人在那一块田收割，你就跟着他们去。
Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them.
我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负你。
Have I not charged the young man that they touch you not?
你若渴了。
And when thou art thirst,
就可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。
Go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn.
好了，弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters,
你注意路德了。
Take note of Ruth.
路德就俯伏在地叩拜。
Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground.
对他说。
And said unto him,
我既是外邦人。怎么蒙你的恩，这样顾恤我呢？
Why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shalt take notice of me, seeing I am a stranger?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你注意啊，
you can take note.
路德，
Ruth,
在这里表达一件事情。
Here she is expressing one thing.
她知道她在神的百姓的当中，她是什么人。
She knows amongst the people of God who she is.
或者说她在神的面前，她知道她是什么人。
Or in other words, in the presence of God, she realizes who she is.
她是外邦人。
She is a Gentile.
如果说在迦南地是神应许给以色列的这一个地区，
If we say the region of Israel, the land of Canaan, is promised to the people of Israel,
那她是没有份在那里可以享用的。
Then she has no portion to enjoy there.
但现在呢？
But now,
好像碰到波阿斯，给她一个格外的怜悯和同情。
As if Boaz came and gave her extra grace and compassion.
并且告诉她说，
And told her,
你就在我的田间拾麦穗就好。
Stay in my field to glean.
那这个已经是波阿斯所做的，是做到一个很宽大的那种心那种情景了。
When Boaz did this, it was already very broad of him.
但是伯尔斯当时给他说的话并不是只有这么一点。
But what Boaz said to her was not only that point.
他说
He says,
你不必到别人的地方去了。
You don't need to go anywhere else.
你就跟着我的使女们在一起。
Just abide here, fast by my maidens.
你就在我的田里边拾麦穗就好。
And just reap from my field.
如果你渴了
If you are thirsty,
你就到器皿里边拿水来喝。
Just go to the vessels and drink.
我吩咐我的仆人不允许他们欺负你。
And I've told the young men that they would not touch you.
弟兄姊妹们，你要留意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
波阿斯说这些话是有原因的。
When Boaz said these words, there's a reason.
因为田里边的无论男女老少。
Because in the field, whether male, female, young or old,
都是以色列人。
They are all Israelites.
只有一个不是以色列人，就是路德。
There is only one who is not an Israelite, and that is Ruth.
在以色列人的心思的里边，他用什么的态度来看不是犹太以色列人的人呢？
And so in the hearts of the Israelites, what heart, what attitude would they have?How would they view that someone who is not an Israelite?
这个我们都知道。
We can all realize that.
所以一个不是以色列人的人来到他们的中间，定规是给欺负的。
So now we can all imagine someone who is not an Israelite amongst their midst would be taken advantage of.
你不要说是以色列人。这一个特别的民族。
And so not only the special nation, the Israelites,
就是地上的任何一个人，你到了一个不是你自己的地方，你都会有这种体会的。
But even for anyone, you've gone to a place where it is not your own, you would have that same feeling.
我们没有来美国以前啊。
Before we come to the U.S.
那我们在中国看到外国人。
When we're in China and we see foreigners come,
尤其是我们广东人，
especially for the Cantonese,
鬼楼，
we call them that they are ghosts.
弟兄姊妹，你懂。
Brothers and sisters, we can understand.
那要是北方人到了广东呢？
Now it's for the northerners in China and they go to Canton.
也一样有座号。
They also have a saying for them as well.
翻过来广东人到北方呢？
Likewise, if the Cantonese go to the northern part of China,
也同样的接受人家这样的接待。
They will also have the same acceptance.
这人天然的里面就是这样。
And so by nature, that's how we are.
你跟我们不同，我们是大多数人在这里，你跟我们不同，我们就觉得你是很怪的。
If you're different from us, we're the majority here, so we would find you very strange.
那是有，如果这种情绪在以色列人当中，
So if there's such a feeling amongst the Israelites,
你就看知道那个在以色列人当中的非以色列人 那种感觉是怎样。
Then you can just empathize with those Gentiles amongst Israelites.
那所以不过是当时说这些话。
So when Boaz said these words,
我们不要以为有什么其他的原因在哪里。
Do not think there are any other reasons there.
实实在在是有一个用今天很时髦的话来说种族歧视。
And so, there is the fact, using today's words, there is racism there.
那这个也是路德在第一章里边所说，你的名就是我的名。
So that is just like the words that Ruth says in chapter 1, thy people will be my people.
你的神也是我的神。
Thy God, my God.
你的国就是我的国。
And thy nation, thy country will be my country.
那弟兄姊妹们呢，你的神就是我的神啊。这个简单一点。
Now, brothers and sisters, your God will be my God. That may be more simple.
因为神是悦纳人的神。
Because God is one who accepts everyone.
我寻求他，他悦纳我。
So if I seek after him, he will accept me. That's very easy.
你的国就是我的国。
But your nation will be my nation.
按人来看。
According to our own view.
你知道人家一定接受你啊。
How do we know if others would accept us?
你别说我们来美国要拿到那个美国的公民，你看经过多少手续。
And so even when we come to the U.S., in order to have citizenship, you have to go through so much procedure. And you may not be accepted.
弟兄姊妹，你就留意到这个。
So brothers and sisters, you can take note of all that.
那我为什么那么反复的在这里提这一点？
And so why do I repeatedly mention about this point?
接下去我们就看到。
Because immediately we'll see.
从他在田里碰到波阿斯的时候开始。
Starting from the point when he encountered Boaz in the field.
圣灵记下来的这一大段的话。
The Holy Spirit record all these words.
一直在那里让路德很明确的看见，你拣选来这一个地方没有拣选错。
It is in order for Ruth to see that you chose to come to this place, you did not choose incorrectly.
虽然你对这里的人事物都很陌生。
Though you are very strange to the people, the events, and the places here.
也没有渊源。
And yet you did not grieve.
但是你没有拣选错。
But you did not choose wrongly.
因为你拣选到这里来。
Because once you chose to come here.
你不是拣选这个地。
You did not choose this land.
你也不是拣选这里面现在的丰富。
You did not choose the abundance that's here right now.
你是拣选在这一个地赐福的神。
You have chosen the God who blesses this land.
那这路德在当时的时候，他的确是带着这种心情来。
And so indeed for Ruth, she came with such a heart.
但是他这一个心情能不能给接纳呢？
But with such a heart, would it be accepted by others?
他没有把握。
She was not assured.
那现在神就借着这个环境来给他体会。
And so now God, through the circumstance, allowed for her to experience this.
他做这个拣选，
When she made this choice, it was right.
那所以当他回，当波阿斯这样的给他说话的时候，
And so when Boaz said this to her,
她说出心里的话了。
She says the things in her heart.
她就说，我既然是外邦人。
She says, seeing I'm a stranger.
她知道自己的地位和身份。
She knows her position, her status.
我既然是外邦人。
Seeing I am a stranger.
我在这个地方，我不敢盼望有太多的温暖的。
In this place, I do not long for too much warmth.
因为我晓得我是外邦人。
Because I realize I'm a stranger.
还不是一般的外邦人。
Not only just any stranger.
而是摩亚的外邦人。
But I'm a stranger from Moab.
是神拒绝我们到他的会中的外邦人。
I am a stranger whom God has rejected amongst his congregation.
那我是这样的一个身份的。
Now, this is the status that I have.
怎么能得到你这样的恩待呢？
How can you be so gracious to me?
那这个是路德心里面的一个意念。
And so this is the thought that was in the heart of Ruth.
他只要人家不欺负他，他已经很满意了。
As long as the others don't take advantage of her, she is very happy.
但是你不是跟他说的那些话。
But when you take note of the words spoken to Boaz, by Boaz,
超过不欺负。
It is so much more than not taking advantage of her.
是不弃父以外，还招上许多他想都不敢想。
Besides not taking advantage of her, it is added on much more of more than she can think or imagine.
你不要到别人的田间。
Do not go to another field.
那这里面有一个隐藏的意思在。
And so amongst that, there's a hidden meaning.
你要是到别人的田间，别人会不会欺负你？这个我就不敢保证。
If you go to another field, I cannot guarantee if others would take advantage of you.
也许你会在那里给人欺负。
Maybe you might be taken advantage of.
若是你留在我的田里。
But if you remain in my field,
你一定不会给受欺负。
You will not be taken advantage of.
那这个是保护。
That is protection.
然后就说,
and then,
你口渴了,
if you are thirsty,
你有缺乏了,
if you have a lack,
你也同样的可以享用,
likewise,
在这里, 预备给我的众仆人的一切,
likewise, you can enjoy all that is prepared here for all of my servants.
弟兄姊妹你看到,
brothers and sisters, you can see.
当路德说我既是外邦人的时候,
when Ruth says, seeing I am a stranger,
竟然蒙你这样的体恤。
Since I found so much compassion with you,
你就知道了，他说这个话实在是超越过他起初所想象的那一种环境。
Then you can just imagine the situation she is in is so much more surpassing what she had imagined or thought of before.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神用这一个环境来给他心里面得一点安慰。
God uses this situation to give her some comfort in her heart.
但是不停在这里。
But it does not end here.
如果停在这里的话，那这一点点的事情也没有什么太大的意思。
If it only ends here, then it was not as meaningful.
那所以十一节开始，波阿斯又说了一段的话。
And so starting from verse 11, Boaz continues to say,
好像是回答说，为什么我是一个外邦人，竟然蒙你这样的体恤呢？
It seems to answer to her question, seeing that I'm a stranger, why have I found grace in thy sight?
波阿斯的回答说，
Boaz answered,
自从你丈夫死了以后，
Since the death of your husband,
你向你婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，到素不认识的民中，这些事人都告诉我。
It hath been fully shown me on all that has done unto thy mother-in-law, and how thou hast left thy father and mother and the land of thy nativity, and have come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore.
那弟兄姊妹你留意了。
Brothers and sisters, you can take note.
离开父母和本地到素不认识的民中。
Have left thy father and mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not.
对一个摩亚人来说，就是的确是一个很不简单的事。
To a Moabite, indeed, it is something not simple.
素不认识的民。
Someone who she knew is not.
那你到那里干什么？
Then why did you go there?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们总是记得路德在第一章跟他婆婆拿俄米所说的那一段，非要到以色列地不可的那段话。
We still remember the words of Ruth to Naomi in chapter 1 that she must go into the land of Israel.
那我们晓得。
We realize.
她到以色列地。
When she is in the land of Israel.
在她心思的里边有一个很大很大的催促。
In her heart there is a great urging.
我们读第一章的时候已经特别提了。
When we read chapter 1 we mentioned it already.
不是 只有跟拿俄米的那种感情的关系，让他要到迦南地。
It is not just the mere fact she had the relationship, the emotions with Naomi that she must go to the land of Canaan.
因为是在她里面是有光。
Because within she had light.
有看见。
She had a vision.
她是这样跟着拿俄米去。
And as she followed Naomi.
乃是要拣选拿俄米的神。
It is in order to choose the God of Naomi.
乃是要拣选这一位神。给他所拣选的百姓所应许的一切。
It is to choose all that God has promised to his people and this God who promised it.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你读到这几句话的时候。
I don't know for brothers and sisters that you read these words.
你有没有感觉这几句话好像有点似曾相识。
That you would feel that these words seem somewhat very familiar to us.
你说在什么地方看过呢？
You ask, where have I seen these words before?
我不知道弟兄姊妹你有没有这个感觉。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have this feeling.
如果你有这个感觉。
If you have such a feeling.
并归这一个感觉把你带到一个人的身上。
For sure, these feelings will lead you to one person.
谁呢？
Who?
亚伯拉罕。
It is Abraham.
你要离开本地本族父家
you must,
到我所指示你的地方去
you must leave your country your tribe and your father's house to a place where I will show you
用什么你看到吗这原则里面完全是一样
brothers and sisters you see in principle it is the same
当时是谁呼召亚伯兰你这样做
At that time, it was God who called Abram to do so.
现在你看到有一个路德，他里面受吸引，要这样做。
And so now we can see in Ruth, she has this captivation, she must also do likewise.
那他就这样做。
She did so.
但是亚伯兰这样做。
But as Abram did,
是根据神的应许。
It was according to the promise of God.
而路德这样做。
As Ruth did this,
却不是因着神的应许。
It was not because of God's promise.
只是神的吸引。
It is only the captivation of God.
神吸引。
And so when God captivates,
保证不保证神也把这个吸引变成应许呢?
Is it also a guarantee that God will change this captivation into a promise?
谁都没有把握。
No one has that assurance.
路德当然也是没有把握。
Of course, Ruth has no assurance.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
借着波阿斯现在也给他说的话。
Through the words of Boaz here,
神明明在那里告诉他
God clearly tells her
你的拣选完全的蒙悦纳
Your choice, your choosing is completely, absolutely accepted
你留意波阿斯怎么回答
You can see how Boaz answers her, what he says
那这个好像只是他们两个人当中的对话
Now it only seems this is the conversation these two had
但是我们却绝对有理由相信
But we have absolute reason to believe
这些话是当时圣灵在那里管理着波阿斯说的
These words are governed by the Holy Spirit to have Boaz speak
就如路德记整个路德记是圣灵把它记录下来的
Just as the book of Ruth the entire book of Ruth is recorded by the Holy Spirit
圣灵既然把路德记记录下来
And so since the Holy Spirit recorded the book of Ruth
路德记里面的那些经过就有圣灵的认可的成分在那。
Then all the spirit,all the recording experience of Ruth is appointed by the Holy Spirit.
那你看Boaz继续怎么说
？You can see what Boaz continues to say.
你这样到你的那个素不认识的民那里。
Since you have come to a people you knew as not.
这些人都告诉我了。
It has been fully shown to me.
那十二节你注意。
Verse 12, if you take note.
愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你。
The Lord recompense thy word.
你来投靠耶和华，以色列的神的翅膀上。
And a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust.
愿你保得他的赏赐。
A full reward.
弟兄姊妹留意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
波阿斯在这里印证路德的拣选。
Here, Boaz confirms Ruth's choice.
拣选什么?
What did she choose?
拣选耶和华神。
To choose the Lord God of Israel.
你的这个拣选
And this choice.
乃是因为你要投靠耶和华
It is because you want to.
以色列的神
You want to come to trust the Lord God of Israel.
你既然要寻求耶和华以色列的神
Since you want to choose the Lord God of Israel.
神也要照着你所要的来赏满满的赏赐给你。
Then God will recompense thy word and a full reward be given to thee.
我们是在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
太宝贝了。
It is too precious.
那现在路德来到迦南地。
Now Ruth comes into the land of Canaan.
我不知道当时有没有当作一个不太平安的心。
I don't know if she had a heart that was not secure.
用我们中国人的话来说，就是好像七上八落的那种心思。
In the Chinese saying, she still has her ups and downs, her doubts.
她会想到以色列人怎么对待我呢
？She would consider how would the Israelites treat me.
我在那边怎么过日子呢
？How would I spend my days there?
我会痛快不痛快呢
？Would it be smooth and happy?
如果在那边不愉快的话
，If it's unhappy,
我是不是要回到？摩亚地我的父母那里呢
Should I return to my parents' house in the land of Moab?
还是我咬着牙根撑在那里呢
Or should I just tough it through?
弟兄姊妹 我不知道路德当时有心思里面有没有这样的顾虑
Brothers and sisters, I do not know if in the heart of Ruth she has such worries.
但是我们相信路德也是一个人
But we believe Ruth was also human.
就像我们一样
Just as we are.
会有的
That's right.She might have these thoughts.
前天晚上
我挂了一个电话到远方。
Just the night before, I had a long distance. I made a long distance call.
因为听说有个弟兄，有些事情要进了医院，进了好多天。
Because I heard of a brother, because of something that happened, he was hospitalized for quite a few days.
情形也不太好。
And it was, the condition was not good.
这个弟兄曾经在我们中间聚会的。
And this brother once met with us.
他平常啊都是。原谅我说了，趾高气扬的。
I forgive me for saying this, but normally he is very proud.
头一次在电话里我听到他那么谦卑。
The first time, it was for the first time I heard him in the phone, over the phone, that was so humble.
为我祷告啊。
No, please pray for me.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们承认人的那个情绪的反应啊。常常不由得自己了。
We confess that the response of our emotions many a times is not able to be controlled, but we thank God.
神察看人的心思。
That God examines, searches the heart.
知道那个真正寻求神的人。
He knows one who truly seeks after him.
他不可以让他失望的。
He would not disappoint him.
他也不甘心他失望的。
He is not willing for him to fail.
所以在波阿斯的口里头就给他说了这样这些的话。
So from the mouth of Boaz, such words are spoken.
你来寻求投靠耶和华以色列的神。
Since you have come to the Lord God of Israel, whose wings you have come to trust.
让他满满的给你赏赐。
May he recompense thy work and a full reward.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个话听到路德的耳朵的里边。
When these words are entered into the ears of Ruth.
太甘甜了。
It is too sweet.
我来寻靠投靠耶和华神。
I have come to trust to the Lord God.
他叫我在他那里满得赏赐。
He will grant me a full reward.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
这是一个好大的安慰。
This is such a great comfort.
让路德心里面平静安稳。
That it will give peace and rest and security to the heart of Ruth.
但是更叫我们感觉宝贝的。
But even more precious.
是在是波阿斯说的话里边怎么个说法。
That in the words of Boaz, how he spoke them.
他说你来投靠耶和华。以色列神的翅膀
that you have come under the wings of the Lord God of Israel, come to trust under the wings of the Lord God of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，这有意思了。
Brothers and sisters, this is very meaningful.
你说谁有翅膀呢？
You say, who has wings?
如果没有翅膀，圣经怎么说是神的翅膀？
If there is no wings, why it says the wings of the Lord?
如果神是有翅膀的话，
If God has wings,
我们都是照着神的形象造的。
And so we are created according to the image of God.
那我们怎么没有翅膀？
How come we have no wings?
你说如果我们有翅膀也蛮不错嘛。
You say if we did have wings, that would be very good.
现在飞行的旅行那么不平安，我们就不坐飞机，我们就自己飞回去了。
And so now traveling is so insecure, we don't need to fly, we can just fly ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
他说你来投靠神耶和华神的翅膀。
It says whose wings you have come to trust under.
这个话不是单是在这里说的。
These words are not only spoken here once.
路德记里边也不是单说了这一次的。
And this is not the only recording here in the book of Ruth.
诗篇上面也有好些话的说到耶和华的翅大能的神的翅膀。
And even in Psalms, many times it speaks of the wings of the Almighty God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不要在这里有任何的胡思乱想。
Do not have any imagination or thoughts here.
你要知道波阿斯当时说这一句话。
You must understand when Boaz said these words.
他要带出的是一个什么的事实呢？
What fact does he want to bring out?
那我们看看的母鸡孵小鸡的时候，带小鸡的时候，你就知道翅膀是什么意思。
When we see the picture of a mother hen leading and protecting, guiding the chicks, then we see what it means to come under the wings.
啊，不仅是母鸡是这样啊，所有的鸟有翅膀的都是这样。
Not only for the mother hen, but all the birds that all the fowls that have wings.
我们来简单的来说。
Simply put,
翅膀乃是说出一些事实。
The wings speak of some facts.
头一个事实是保护。
The first fact being protection.
弟兄姊妹，我们啊，我还记得。
Brothers and sisters, I still remember.
我念几十年前我念幼稚园的时候。
Many decades ago, when I was in kindergarten.
啊，一直到现在，我看很多幼稚园里边还是没有放弃的那一个啊。
Even now, I see that many kindergartens still have the same thing.
那么小孩上上课了。
And so when the children are in class.
啊，游戏啊，玩耍。
And so when they have games,
是带着教育性的。
And so it's educational games.
当中有一个游戏叫做老鹰抓小鸡。
And so amongst those educational games, there is this game where there is the eagle, the hawk, trying to prey on the little chicks.
我想念过幼稚园的都应该玩过这个玩意。
And so I think for anyone who have been in kindergarten have played this game.
你玩过这个玩意你就知道了。
And so when you play this game before, you know the meaning.
那个母鸡怎么又保护那个小鸡？
How does the mother hen protect those chicks?
也许我们没有真的是看见那个母鸡保护小鸡。
Maybe we haven't seen that true picture yet, how the mother hen protects the chicks.
我在农村住过也相当时间，也真的是看到的。
I've lived in the farm areas for quite a while, so indeed I saw what happened.
感谢神。
Thank God.
它是那个翅膀有一个很大的作用。
And so those wings have a very great function.
保护。
It is for protection.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
它是保护。寻求他的人的。
He protect those who seek after him.
啊，不单是保护。
Not only protection.
也看顾。
And also cares.
那一看说到看顾。
And when you talk about care.
就不是只是在个定点上的看顾。
It is not just a care that is at a set point.
这个看顾。
This care.
有很宽广的意思在。
Has a very broad meaning there.
我想弟兄姊妹们诗篇二十三篇就正好。说明这个看顾。
I think Psalm 23 speaks very well this meaning of care for us.
啊，他是我的牧者。
He is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not want.
他领我到青草地上。
He leads me to the green pastures.
也带我到可安歇的水边。
And along the quiet waters.
他又叫我的灵魂苏醒。
He also awakens my soul.
为自己的名引导我走对的路。
And for his name's sake, he'll lead me on the way of righteousness.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
And though I go through the shadow of the valley of death, I fear no evil.
因为他与我同在。
Because he'll be with me.
他的管教也好。
Whether his discipline.
他的引导也好。
Or his guidance.
都叫我得安慰。
It is to comfort me.
因为只要他在我身上没有停止工作。
Because as long as he continues to work upon me.
就算是管教也是叫我知道他没有放弃我。
Even if it's his discipline, it tells me he has not forsaken me.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你再往下去看呢。
And so when we read on.
他在敌人面前为我摆设筵席。
That he sets the table before my enemies.
哦，这个是太宝贝了。
Indeed, this is too precious.
好像根本就不把仇敌放在眼里。
It seems like he is not mindful of the enemy at all.
仇敌可以对付我。
The enemy can come against me.
我确实在那里享用神。
But I'm there enjoying God.
还有。
And.
我一生一世啊。
All the days of my life.
都有恩惠慈爱随着我。
His loving kindness and mercy will dwell with me.
并且神要安排我跟他同住在一起。
And I will dwell with him.
直到永远。
Forevermore.
神的家是我的家。
God's house is my house.
感谢神。
Thank God.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常明确的说出那个看顾的内容。
Brothers and sisters, that clearly expresses to us the content of this care.
耶和华神的翅膀不单是叫我们看到，他给我们有保护。
The wings of the Lord God not only shows us his protection.
他是我们的高台。
He is our fortress.
他是我们的磐石。
He is our shield.
他又是我们的盾牌。
He is also our rock.
不单是这一些。
Not only those.
同时是我们的看顾。
He is also our care.
还有没有呢？
Anything else?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
还有。
There's still more.
荫背。
And it is our shadow, our shade.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那就是叫我们得安息啊。
It is for us to have rest.
叫我们舒畅。
It is for us to enjoy and relax.
南风吹来的时候。
And when the south winds come.
北风兴起的时候。
When the north winds rise.
都是叫我在神的手里面接受他各样的祝福。
It is for me to receive various blessings from the hand of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
当我是这样说出，路德啊，你来投靠耶和华神的翅膀。
When Boaz says that you have come under the wings of the Lord God whom you have trust.
这话里面带着多少的恩典。
Under these words, there's so much grace.
带着多少的丰富。
There's so much fullness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果我们切身处地把自己摆在路德当时所站的那一个位置。
Now if we place ourselves in the shoes of Ruth in that time.
我们就感觉到这些话的那些宝贝，那些恩典的丰富是何等何等的明确。
We can truly see how evident, how apparent, how full the grace and the preciousness of those words are.
对一个从摩亚地来到素不认识之民的陌生地的人。
From a land of Moab to come into a land so unfamiliar to those she come into a people she knew is not.
不单是一个安慰。
Not only is it a comfort.
也是一个激励。
It is also encouragement.
更是一个吸引。
Even more captivation.
让她一直持定她起初的拣选。
That she'll continue to hold fast to the choice you have made.
弟兄姊妹，这是路德的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the experience of Ruth.
神对他的经历、拣选的经历的一个反应。
And this is the response she have to the choice she have made to the grace.
但是这个经历只是路德一个人的吗
？But is this experience only for Ruth?
不是。
No.
透过路德，叫我们看见。
It shows us.
所有拣选神的人。
All those who choose God.
他们在神面前所经历的。都是这个原则。
All that we experience before him, it's in the same principle.
都是这种事实。
It is these facts.
我们称颂赞美我们的神。
We praise and worship our God.
路德来到伯利恒。
When Ruth came to Bethlehem.
用我们属灵的话来说。
In spiritual words.
他就进入。神赐恩的范围。
She entered into the boundary of God's grace.
路德在神赐恩的范围里头，进一步到了波阿斯的田里。
And under the boundary of God's grace, a further step she advanced into the field of Boaz.
那就尝到神恩典的丰富。
And tasted the grace of God's, the blessing of God's grace.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是路德的头一个阶段的经历。
This is the first stage of Ruth's experience.
也是我们跟随主的经历的原则。
It is also in the principle as we follow, as we follow the Lord what we experience.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到路德这样的拣选，神这样的给他的答应。
When we see Ruth choosing this way and how God answered her,
我们就知道。
Then we know.
当日的神是如何的吸引路德。
How God captivated Ruth in those days.
如今神也是同样的吸引我们。
Likewise, God calls us today.
当日路德所受的吸引。
The captivation which Ruth was drawn.
在他当时的情形来说，只是物质环境上面的变化。
For her, it was only a change in her situation and the material matters.
但是对我们今天来说
，But for us today,
那就不是环境上的变化。
No longer is only a change in our situation.
而是神那永远的旨意。在我们的身上的成就的开始。
But it is the beginning of the completion of God's eternal will upon us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上我们就交通这么一点点。
I think we'll just share this little bit tonight.
啊，我们盼望主继续给我们从路德的拣选，或者在路德的道路的上面，给我们也看见我们今天在主的面前该选择的道路。
May God also show us the way which we should choose before the Lord as we follow Him today according to Ruth's choice or her experience.
好，我们就停在这。
We'll end here.